is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hey, Soul Family. Thank you so much for joining me wherever you are in the world today. I'm so excited and honored to be here with you. So getting the show started, if you would like to call in with your questions, you can do so now at 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. You can also email the show at ontheair@telus.net, and that's ontheair, O-N-T-H-E-A-I-R, at telus, T-E-L-U-S.net. So look forward to your calls and questions. But getting into today's show's topic, you know, I always channel a topic, and today I was giving Living an Unveiled Life, Living an Unveiled Life. And the very interesting thing with that is, very in alignment with a lot of the different energies that we're experiencing both astrologically and in our own lives. And I've said this before where, you know, we're amplifying who we are. And really your only requirement to be in this world is just to be you. So by putting more of you into the world, that is really your only requirement. You know, we get caught up in all of these things like, you know, bills to pay, you know, the daily life, the monotonous run-throughs of things. But when you shift everything into a vantage point of energy and how the energetics of things are, you can see that when you are living your authentic, it is unveiled and it brings more of you to the table. And really that is needed. And the reason that that is needed is because no one else can be you but you. No matter what marks on your body you have or situations in your life, it's just you. Nobody can be that but you. So it's so important for you to connect to who you authentically are and engage with that more. And doing so will help to bring the flow in the viewpoint of energy into your life that you would choose to experience. So with that, there are voids that take place in connecting to different energies that may not need to remain in your experience. And so living an unveiled life is that personal, empowered state of being that flows through every moment, knowing, trusting, having faith that you're going to connect to what is needed or required for you to move forward or to engage or to be. So it's interesting. We have a lot of different retrograde aspects happening. And yet on a good note, tomorrow Mercury goes direct. I'm good with that guy for a little while being retrograde. I wouldn't say it's wreaked havoc, but it certainly has allowed me to understand what is required in just simply standing and paying attention and going back over and just double-checking and regrouping. And I would like to share a little story that I think goes hand-in-hand with the Mercury retrograde, but also, too, this new moon energy. When you think of new moons, it is about new energy. It is what you want your intention to grow into. So a new moon, bring in that new energy, create and set an intention. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to share the story with you of an experience that I had yesterday that I think is just so on par for all of the different elements that are going on now in the world. And a few of you, I think, listening, have heard me say this yesterday, and I kind of chuckle at it, but it was just such an amazing experience. So I had to take my truck to the dealership for a recall. Okay, case in point, that happens with Mercury retrograde. There was a recall. They had the part in. It was kind of difficult and challenging to get the appointment, but nonetheless, it happened. In doing that, there was a little bit of work that needed to be added, you know, your typical oil change, et cetera. Nothing major, but just typical maintenance, which is also a part of the elements currently. So I get there, and I actually had a 2 o'clock for my time online session. And I asked them, because my appointment was at 10:30, I said, can you have me out by 1? Because it's about an hour's drive back, maybe a little bit less. But that was my allotment of time, especially with the extra stuff. And fortunately, the person I was going to be speaking to is a friend and thought, you know, okay, I can work with whatever challenges come up. But they promised me at least 3 times that I'm going to be out by 1. And so at 1 o'clock, my email and everything, it was not a big deal. I actually had a, you know, schedule of work. I sat there and I was, you know, working and going through things as I was waiting for the work to be complete. And in doing that, I happened to notice that I started getting these emails and these texts and all of this, you know, conversation happened at 1 o'clock. So I, you know, quickly began to return you know, the text, the emails, you know, connect back as needed. And it was just a lot of stuff happening because I knew I couldn't while I was driving. Then I happened to realize at 1:11, that my truck had not been completed. And I went, ooh, and I grabbed my stuff, jumped up, and went out and said, where's my truck? And I happened to look over, and I could tell it was still in the air in the work bay. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is not good. So the people at the servicemen looked at each other and thought, oh, no, here we go. She's going to blow. But I didn't. I just said, you know, let me check with my client and see if I can shift the appointment. And she was gracious enough to do that. So they came and told me that it would take another 20 minutes. Thought, okay, this still works. And my intuition guidance, and remember, too, this goes back to really learning to discern through your own energy how you need to flow. So there may be times where, you know, you want to scramble and try to fix something, and that's not always needed. The energy will align itself. So I felt that flow and said, okay, well, I've contacted her once. I'm just going to let it ride. I wait. The truck's complete. I find out that the reason that it was running so late is that they had pulled a line and the oil had actually exploded, which, again, this is a total Mercury retrograde moment. I just thought, oh, my gosh. Okay. And it was interesting to see how they handled it. And I didn't confirm or deny that I was aware of what I had seen when I came in. So they set me up. I finish out. I'm leaving. I connect with the person I'm meant to see later and just say I'm on my way home. And I said, okay, universe, angels, get me home. I have to be home by 2:30. And I started down the road, and I just wanted to see what happened. Now, to back up, on my way out to the dealership, I happened to just look up, and randomly I'll see numbers and license plates, et cetera. And the license plate going out was 34566. And typically I'll see numbers in 3 sequences. You know, like 3 ones or 3 threes or 3 fours, that kind of thing, or even 3 twos. 555 has actually been a big one lately. So I just thought, all right, well, this is an interesting acknowledgement. Well, on the way back, I started noticing interesting number sequences. I mean, just random. I wasn't really looking for them. I was actually focused on getting back and, you know, stepping into my intuitive mode, and I just kept seeing these things in front of me, and I thought, okay, it's just the flow. It's about the flow. It's the number sequence. It's not always 1, 2, 3, 4. It was actually 1, 2, 8, 9, things like that. So I would watch the flow of other vehicles come in front of me and leave, and I would occasionally ask the universe to sort of, you know, move it along. But I happened to find one of the slowest Subarus that actually drives in the valley. And I thought, all right, universe, let's just see what happens. I didn't sweat it. I didn't push it. I didn't feel like I was completely freaked out. But I just sort of watched it unfold. And it takes me to my little town where we have one stoplight. And this one stoplight, I have to take a right. And I notice I'm then behind this delivery truck. And it's a bigger delivery truck. And I glance at it, and it just says what I think is Teamco Logistics. But it's actually Temco. I misread it. But my mind actually saw Teamco. Well, there are no accidents. And as I'm like, okay, team, okay, this is my team talking. I just said, all right. And then as we turn, we're about a mile from my home, and you cannot make this stuff up. The tagline read, making your last mile the best mile. And if that doesn't have a little push to it, how about the license plate of 344456? So you cannot make this stuff up. I just thought, okay, universe, thank you. And it was the most amazing thing. When I pulled and hit the park in my truck, it was at 2:30 on the nose. So this, my friends, is a beautiful example of how the universe works in abundance. And we are in a magical manifestation time. So the last show, I talked about the amplification of energetic resonance. You were being pushed in that amplification process open to help you open your energy so that you can connect more to the energies that support you. And remember, the world happens for you, not to you. And as the energy unfolds, you then live more of an unveiled life. And by the veil is also very interesting in its own right, because it has to do with a dimensional shift, a shift in dimension. And really, that's about just how you see things. It's perception. And the unusual part about it is the unveiling is allowing you to see more. So things that you may not have been in tune to, all of a sudden you then have an awareness of. Things that you would normally just not even have a clue about, you have this innate knowing in regards to. You have an ability to connect the dots. You're connecting more to your gifts that you have. And maybe they're gifts that you didn't even realize that you have. And maybe they're even downloaded gifts that you had never had before. So this is a really interesting time of coming into clarity and removing the illusion. Removing the illusion. And so the dimensional properties of that move you from a state of 3D awareness into this open space of being where you can create and look at anything that is needed, necessary, or desired. And it really is a beautiful, beautiful time of manifestation. So coming back to the intentions that go along with today's new moon, and I think I want to say the actual time of it, and please don't quote me on this. Mountain time, I think, is like 7:30 tonight. So you'll have to look at your own clock and see where that ranges for you, but I believe it's about 7:30 my time. So, and that is mountain time. So looking at that, setting your intention, what is it that you want to create or experience? What is it you want to create or experience? Be very clear with how you're asking. Remember, you know, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. These are those energies. And the properties of this go hand in hand with, and this is my own personal feeling. This is not any astrological thing that I'm aware of, but there's a comet currently going on. And to me, it's like, you know, that once-in-a-lifetime possibility. And I see a comet as kind of a wish coming true, like a shooting star on steroids. So keep that in mind. It is about you setting your intention and just trusting that you'll receive it when it's ready. And in doing that, what you want to do is you want to feel it. So say, let's just take an example. Say you want to do something special in your life. There's something you want to do. It could be a job. It could be going to a different location and moving a spot that you feel like you need to land. Whatever that is, just hold that feeling. What does it feel like? Can you smell the air of the location that you're in? Can you visualize what it might look like? What it would feel to be successful or to have everything that you wished for, that you wanted, that you knew you were worthy of. And that's actually a topic we'll get to in just a moment too. But focusing in on that feeling, bring it in and know that there is a timeline that is already occurring. And that's actually why you have the sense that you do, that you can feel it. For those of you that are not feeling it yet, that are kind of struggling with that sensory perception, trust, because what you're doing is you're opening to the clarity that will come in that will show you how to do that. But you can look back at a time in your life that you felt in balance. And that is a resonance that you can use to connect to what it is that you're wanting to manifest. So the feeling of being in balance, the feeling of something working out correctly, the feeling of winning something. How did you feel when, you know, whatever it was worked out? That's the energy that you want to hold as you create this new intention. Be grateful because you've already created it. You've put your order into the universe. Now trust that it will come to you. And this is also very interesting because I feel like for many, there's a way you think you're looking at it. You think you have the framework or the outline of what you want it to look like. And it's forming something a little different, and it might have you a little bit off your guard. It might make you feel a little bit off balance because it doesn't look like you thought it would look like. And what's interesting is there are so many new energies coming in that it may not have the form that you expected because it's being formed in the way that you chose, but your higher self knows what you need. So this is really about trust and self-worth, and you are worthy of it. So I do see a call came in here. I'm going to take a call. Call 267. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hey, it's Jessica, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jessica. What is new?
Oh, my God. Awesome. Just like I'm feeling amazing.
Good.
I forwarded you a flyer of what I'm doing so you kind of like know what's going on.
Awesome.
Does that like ring a bell? I forwarded it a couple days ago.
I did not get it. When did you which did you email me?
I did, but you also know this is not my name, right?
Yeah, I do, but I oh.
Yeah. So
So I got something this morning. You sent it a couple of days ago. I'll have to go back and look. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to love Mercury retrograde. So
I guess I have a lot of that. Yeah. So I'm just doing like something amazing. So like I was very verbal when I was like living in New Jersey about like what's going on. And then I moved to Pennsylvania and I got kind of like quiet about it. And now I got quiet because of various reasons that are going on here. But like, anyway, I'm coming out. I have been coming out. And I've been clearing a lot of this, like, shame I was carrying. Because, like, when I, like, reconnected with my parents, I noticed how they, like, when I would talk about certain things, they would, like, literally censor me, like, shut me down. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're my original censors in this lifetime. So
yeah.
I've just been, like, clearing that stuff out. And I started just booking events, teaching about what's going on now. And And I'm very excited about it. And I also, and of course, like, I also know that, like, as you're, like, releasing fears, then, like, the doors open for you, too. Like, because obviously everyone, like, reflects you. Anyway, long story short, I've been booking a lot of events.
Yes,
it's very awesome. And I also notice I'm at this place where I've been before with other events and just places in my career that I know this is like a little bit of panic within me that I'm like trying to hold on to this like new version of me that's coming out that I love so much that it feels so familiar from like the past me because I would like then the universe to support me with like ticket sales and like things to be rolling. Cause I've had, and I know it's all part of the journey that you kind of step forward and then there's like, you go back and then forward, mm-hmm. but it's like, I'm very excited about full movement forward. So I think I'm a little bit in a hyper space because I'm afraid of like sort of losing the energy or the experience. It's almost going to make, it's making me like a little emotional and going back to like this other version of myself.
I have to jump in there because you're not going to go back to the other version of yourself. I'm glad you brought that up because for so many, there is a difference between that hyperdrive and staying in flow. Think of a time in your life. And for those of you listening also, think of a time that you felt like you were mastering a skill, whether it was swimming or, like for me, I think of trying to row the boat on a river. And I would panic when I would see these riffles come up. And, you know, whether you're kayaking or in our drift boat or, you know, in our paddleboard, whatever, I would start to panic. But once you master the skill, you go with the flow. You realize that it almost moves slower than you expect because you're in the flow, in that state of awareness. So you're not going to lose the momentum, but what the energies are currently asking you and all of us is to, in a way, slow down. So slow that forward mental process and allow the energy of movement to take you where you need to go. It's just a shift in perspective. That's all.
Like, I see that there's, like, I see this, like, wounded part of myself that is coming to the surface today as far as, like, I've, and this is the old story, and it's, like, don't even tell it, but it's, like, here right now. It's, like, I've been to this place of like doing something that I love and then I'm like doing nothing all day. So it's like mm-hmm. all day for days, for weeks, for whatever. And I know that that's fear and I know you just kind of sit with it and I guess that's just the answer, but I just obviously it feels like sort of uncomfortable because it's like in a way I'm sort of like waiting for the universe a bit and I'm
let me jump in there too because this goes hand in hand. We're in an energy that we've never been in before. You have no template. It's being formed. So what you expect it to look like may not be what it actually looks like at all. And, you know, for those of you listening as well, this is an energy that we're in that we've never been in before. There are elements that we understand, elements that are, you know, already templated, but we have new energy coming in. It is forming. It's never been here before. And what you're forming, Jessica, is a new format. It's a new verbiage. It's a new template. You're forging. You're pioneering new energies. And it requires you to just maintain a level of balance and groundedness through it. And when you do that, you'll recognize that you don't feel like you're, you know, running Mach Schnell. You'll have more of a a flow about it. It'll be moving fast, but you won't feel like you're scrambling as you go. You'll have more of a grounded flow with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's like one day, like earlier this week, it's like things were moving really fast, and I was like, oh my God. And then it was like, I mean, I've been consistently busy, but I was like, you know, you better slow down today. I already see what's going on. Like, you better just ground it. I just, you know what, I keep telling myself, I'm so proud of where you've gotten to. Like, these last, like, 3.5 years, I had to work through so much fear and paranoia. And, like, you know, I think so I just keep bringing it back to that. And it's just, I see how I am. I try to quickly grab that prize. And it's like, I'm just going to sit with it. You know, so much of my life has been about the internal work, and just to feel that, oh, it makes me so emotional, just to, like, feel that, to see that, you know, it's a carrot dangling, you know, on a stick, or, like, the light at the end of the tunnel or what, but just, you know, which are all illusions and bullshit, but, like, it's just to kind of see that, oh, I'm going to be doing this, and this is happening. This is the vision I've been holding and seeing for so long. And it's like, hey, I did all the healing work around it, and I know there's more stuff that's going to come up along the way and whatever, but it's like, yes, I want to start working and doing that, and I feel alive. And
let me say, too, there is a lot of timing mechanisms at play. You are getting where you want to go. You are in that flow. It is happening. There is no way that you are not going to receive what it is that you've requested. The interesting thing about the energies is that there is an alignment that has to happen in order for all of the links, like a timing chain or a timing belt, it all has to fall into place like a beautiful watch in order for the essence of what you want to form, to actually physically manifest. There are so many different angles at play with choices and decisions, and this is actually why that I'm saying what is required is for each of us to be who we are, our authentic selves in the world around us, no matter what is reflected back to us. So say your parents aren't getting along with you, you know, they cannot connect to the energy that you are emitting. That is case in point to what it is we're doing. We are being required to just hold the space of who we are, whether someone else gets it or not, because you doing that opens up the energy for others to then jump on the platform. It's like we all doing this create the life raft that we need. And by no means are we out in the middle of an ocean. What we're building is momentum together. It's a collective mind. So by you holding that space and consistently allowing the fear to leave, allowing the understanding of what you think you knew to just go out the window and just hold the fact that the form will be given to you, and to know that you will be empowered every step of the way, and you will be taken care of and protected and loved as you move through the energies. And then you will connect to others because they're doing the same thing you are. And it becomes a shift in the collective consciousness. And you will then manifest even faster what it is that you're looking for, because you are maintaining that level of authenticity that is required in this moment. So you are right where you need to be, Jessica. You could not be in a better time. You could not be in a better space. The world happens to you, for you, not to you. Excuse me on that. And you are always going to be given exactly what it is that's meant for you. You're not going to be left behind in the process. So take a deep breath with that. Know that you are you are always looked after. We're all always looked after. And if we allow that energy to stay with us, we're going to really connect a lot faster to the higher perspective, the higher octave that we want to experience. So you're right. You're right in alignment. And, you know, I want to say I'm sorry that it didn't work out with your parents, but there's an energy there that you had to experience in order to be able to allow yourself to shift your perspective. So,
you know, I still am, like, you know, kind of vaguely in touch with them, you know, but it just, it's fine. I mean, it helped unlock a lot of things for me. I mean, I definitely see on how, like, when you're talking about, like, there's, like, sort of a symphony of things that happen, like, I definitely see that sort of, like, in a way, like, sort of like a puppet master. Like, they came back in, and then it was like that unlocked certain things for me, and I was like, oh, that's the whole censorship thing for me. That's why that's brings so much fear. And then it was like I met this one guy, and he was talking about how he wanted to know why he shouldn't be using this, that, or whatever device, and, like, he was like, no one ever explained that to me, and I was like, I'll do that. And then it came to my head. I was like, oh, time to teach these classes again. So then I put that up, and then I was, like, kind of debating some stuff. And then I met this couple in the park who were, like, very afraid about, like, the mandates that are coming out. And I was like, oh, time for me to teach that class now. So it was, like, really one step after the next that happened within, like, the last, like, literally, like, I guess the last 2 weeks, that it was like, okay, bam, 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 let's go do that. And it's interesting because, like, at the same time, too, like, so my parents are helping me financially, or, like, supporting me financially right now. And so the conversation with them is not over because, like, I was, like, trying to create a new relationship with them, which I still am. But, and, you know, I obviously am, like, at a higher level of consciousness and, like, talking with them and dealing with them and stuff. But, you know, I had a conversation with my father the other day, and, like, I was being open with him about how, you know, how I'm guided by spirit or, like, whatever. I wasn't saying it like that. But, like, and then something came over him. I really think that people, like, people have entities that kind of, you know, their dark side or entities, like, hop into them. And he was all like, you know, well, why don't you do this? And obviously listening to spirits hasn't been helping you the last, like, he was saying, like, all this gross stuff. And I just sat there just in silence. I was on the phone. And it was totally, it was just totally quiet. And he was like, hello, hello. And I was like, yeah. And then I just went to go talk about something, whatever, something else related. And he just couldn't hear it and wanted to get off the phone. But I was like, you know what? I'm not having conversations with them phone anymore on them because boundaries need to go up. But, like, they're on vacation now and they're going to come back and they're going to be like, hey, so did you get a job? Like, you know, you have to be doing this and like all this shame and pressure from them. And so I'm going to still have to do it.
Stepping into that, you know, there is, and this is what I was talking about earlier, worthiness. How you feel about what, so it's interesting because you're still connected to the template that requires an energy such as your parents to help you. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a beautiful point for you to recognize that you can create within yourself. That abundance is sitting right inside of you. It always has been. And for each of you listening, you know, and I do know a couple of you that may be listening, I'm speaking to you too. You are worth everything. You are priceless. You have an abundance that you can just take a deep breath and pull in. It is already there. And that's what I'm saying. It's already there. You don't have to scramble and feel like you have to rob Peter to pay Paul. This isn't one of those energies. This is the energy of you truly aligning with your path and your purpose in an unveiled way, in a totally authentic, raw way, and owning your abilities and gifts, and then watch the new ones show up because they're right there at your door, Jessica. And for those of you listening that know what I'm talking about to you personally, they're right there at your door. You just have to allow it. Just allow it. And know that you're okay. You don't have to hold yourself back because you think that's the stage that you're in. And keep in mind, too, if you feel you need some type of certification, and Jessica, I'm talking to you, but I'm also talking to the collective here. If you feel you need some type of certification, I just heard somebody say this yesterday, and this came up actually multiple times this week, so I feel it is good to have a public announcement. You do not need a license to connect to, or a certification to connect to the energies that we're currently in. Remember, and when you feel like you do, ask yourself, who created that license or certification in the first place? Where did it come from? My goodness. So it is incredible that we can teach each other, help each other, and hone our skills together. But, you know, whether it is a Reiki certification, which is great to have, you know, I teach these classes. It's great to have, but it is not a requirement for you to own your own natural ability to heal or to work through or create abundance in any form in your life. You do not need that. And these energies are showing us that we're now stepping into the next level. So for you, Jessica, and for those of you listening, we are creating a new template, a new collective mind together, a new collective consciousness that is coming in, that's rolling out a platform that we have never had before. We're utilizing old templates. We're taking from them what we need, and we're discarding them. They will no longer exist. So for you, connecting to the abundance with your parents, this is about you knowing and saying, okay, my abundance is there. Show it to me. I am so grateful for any bill that I have because it is, I have the ability to pay it. I created it. So when you recognize that you created it, you can create anything. You can create that winning lottery ticket. You can create the abundance that's right next to, you know, an investor that invests in your particular platform. So know that, Jessica. You, and I will say this, it's not that you don't need your parents, but what you're doing energetically is shifting your conscious perspective to know that your abundance can align inside out, not outside in. Inside out, not outside in.
I mean, I've been trying to do that for years. You know, that was the whole...
But you're doing it. You're doing
yeah,
it.
But yet I was brought back to be like, hey,
because
I need help.
Because you're clearing it. This is the purification process. This is the clarification of the energies. We're getting rid of the sludge. And I don't know if you are aware of, or people listening, a lot of people have been sick. A lot of people are getting sick. A physical manifestation of moving the sludge out of the tank. I mean, there's a whole different storyline to go along with that too. But if you are open to be sick, there is something going on within your system that is open to that. And that goes also whether you're virally sick or abundantly sick. It's one and the same. So when you strengthen the understanding and the natural truth within, those energies move away. Those energies move away. So you no longer carry the template that holds that. Now, I want to share another story, and I know, you know, we're talking, Jessica, but I really feel like this is actually a very poignant story to go along. Yesterday was actually a very incredibly teaching day from the universe. On my way out, I had this incredible recognition. I was just driving along, no big deal, but I actually felt my energy getting pulled toward another vehicle, and it was a smaller vehicle. And instantly what I understood intuitively is that they had accident energy. And it was actually pulling my energy, which has had accidents in the past, you know, different things that have come up recently from my past. It was actually pulling me into the same loop. I actually recognized the doorway, the threshold of old patterns and recognitions, to understanding that I did not have to step into that old pattern. I did not have to play the game. I did not have to go back into the matrix and can reconnect to that same energy. And I wished for him a clearing of his energy and protection. And I recognized the minute I knew that that energy was what it was, I was able to work with it in, from a very clear perspective, release what I no longer needed, thank it. I had total gratitude because I was like, wow, to actually be in the space to recognize that. You know, when they say freak accidents, yeah, it would have been one of those. And I, he certainly would have lost. My truck is huge. So it just would have been a really, really ugly scene. And it's not that I was going faster that he was going fast, but there was an attractant there. It was a magnetism. And so that works also opposite to create abundance. That same aspect is like the figure eight, you know, the magnetism and drawing back to. So remember that, Jessica, as you go along and you're aligning, you are purifying the energies in your life, the relationships and how you view things to come into your life. So I hope that helps. I am actually, I'm ecstatic for you. I'm so excited. And you have to resend me that flyer because I just looked at my email while you were talking and I do not have it. So I'm not sure what happened, but please resend it. I would love to check it out.
Well, you know, it's probably some sort of censorship. I've been noticing that's been going on again. Well, it never stopped.
Yeah,
but,
I even checked my spam folder. I even checked my spam folder. It was not in there. Unless your name is Ronald S.
No.
Yeah, no, it was not that. So, and there was multiple from that particular name, which needed to be in spam. So,
that
being said, please.
Huh? Like I definitely have been appreciating like how I've been handling my parents different and like how I've been seeing things. And I also mm-hmm. know that that's why there's sometimes I notice this like pushing or not pushing, but like this anxiety of let me grasp onto this new, like what you're calling a new template because it's, I'll just settle into it. I'll just sit with it. I mean, I just realized I noticed it earlier today. I was like, just calm down.
So deep breath. You've got this. You are connecting to what it is that you need to. You're just weeding out some of that garden first.
Yeah.
It's, your harvest is going to be there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I feel it. I know it. I see it. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the outside. Like sometimes you just need to like, that's what I wanted. I just wanted like, hey, this is what I'm feeling. And just you confirm it back to me. Like we're good.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's total validation for those of you listening. I'm sure that you having your authentic conversation, Jessica, has allowed others to then receive from that as well. It's not just a mouthpiece speaking on a show, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
You can actually see in your own world how this is applied. And so I praise you for the work you're doing. You're doing a fantastic job. Send me that flyer. Keep in touch. And I'm sending you a big hug.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Talk to you.
All right. So everybody, that I just love how Jessica just connected to that authentic information. I hope you received some good information for yourself. And understanding that we really are in a beautiful new cycle. It is an intense spiral, but nonetheless, exactly where we've chosen to be. So remember, you are the master and commander of your ship. You are always in charge. It may not feel like the most comfortable flow, but there's things being shown to you that are necessary so that you have all of the information moving forward. So trust that. And going back into that self-worth, know you are worthy. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. You signed on for this. So, you know, whatever experiences you're going through, you signed on. Know that you are so powerful, so incredible, and you've got this. So, and that being said, I'd like to do a light language transmission to support your energy through these energies and to really connect to more of that authentic part of yourself. And whether it is, you know, finding the words to speak in your world or finding the heart and courage to just be who you are so that you can live an unveiled life. So for those of you unfamiliar with light language, it is spoken, written, signed, or sung. I like to call it packets of information that your higher self knows exactly how to distribute. It is a frequency Sometimes people understand the words and know exactly what they mean, but it's not required. It is more of a frequency or energy that you, your higher self, knows, again, how to distribute. So it's not one of those things I would say worry about if you're driving, but just take it in, know that you're receiving what you need, and enjoy the light language. So, Marati sokoro takai nitarahia. Ye na kwa tu utara he na kera chete ki ino ara te kina te. Oya mak na toroho satarahi no oro to kuro shatarahi na kara ia na ku amani anaka. E na kira shatarahi no kara chaki sa e na tu amaki na te. Yo yo na kama ti shwa tak na to husa. Rakani suma tu kuna tarahi a shakita ero ku. Do amak na takrahiso atianata ka ea, ye na ka isa. E nu amianata ka takrahino a serocho tu u ma sena itora. Raknieso ara, raknieso ara, raknieso ara. She tu amani kura, dero kanati ki wa he, ya ya na ka. Pohona kamatianata ka e shata e wa. Ohona kamati o shayina te. Dero ku ara. Dero ku ana. Dero ku ana te. Some of the energies that I noticed through that was a shift in understanding what it's like to have your heart opened, that heart expansion, and to connect to your authentic self in every way, whether it's through voice or feeling or mind. And it is a beautiful energy to support you in the coming energies that we continue to move through. So this is a very incredible time to be here. It is such a gift to be with you, and I hope you enjoyed that. I feel my heart is so expanded right now. It's just incredible. If you would like to know more about light language, my other modalities, my work, you can connect to me at my website at brendadavismats.com. There's also a link on the homepage that you can also connect to my show and find out what the next date is. And then I also highly suggest that you connect to the Members Gateway. And then doing that, you will be then updated on anything that I'm doing. And then also, too, there's links there to the different platforms, social media outlets that I'm also on. So, it is just an interesting way to connect through that and then also learn of anything, any events going on. And so speaking of events, there's a beautiful event tonight. If you are in the local area, Driggs, Idaho, at Dr. Jim's from 6 to 7 tonight, I believe there's still a few spaces left, there is a soul healing connection. And forgive me, I'm trying to work with it. I was so touched in that session that it was just a beautiful way, and I could just see how it connected to everyone. So getting back to that, you have an opportunity tonight to connect with the EE system. And what it is a scalar technology, which these are authentic frequencies that your body aligns to naturally. And so sitting in this room just helps you to connect back to your balanced state of being. And to amplify that, when I bring the energies of light language, Reiki, and my own intuitive style to it, it helps you to connect even deeper. And I like to call it a soul healing session. So you just connect to your authentic space, and it's incredibly supportive of anything you might have going on physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever it may be for you. And whether you say anything in the the event or not, you're receiving exactly what you need in every moment. So keep that in mind. That's from 6 to 7 tonight. If that's something of interest to you, the cost is $60, and you can call or text to reserve your spot at 208-709-9667. That's 208-709-9667. And I'll keep you posted. We're still communicating about possible online connection to that. But that's something to keep in mind. And so from 6 to 7 Mountain Time, if you hold that in your mind, I will hold the space for you to also connect in. So it's very interesting how energy can connect no matter where you are. And that is the beautiful space about frequency and alignment and who we are. So if that's something of interest to you, go ahead and give that number a call and look forward to seeing you tonight. And usually it's at least once a month. There may be more of those we will see. We're working on schedules now, so stay posted. And again, too, you can sign up on the Members Gateway to connect to that information as well. If you would like to connect to me privately and want to maybe see how a session would go, or you would like maybe not quite an hour, but you want to try it out, you can do that with the coupon code NFTS for the 30-minute session, and that would be $75 from its original $125 rate. So that's a great way to get started, understand, and, of course, if you'd like to go for an hour, there is that option on the website as well, brendadavismatz.com. And two, the other thing is some people just have questions. They just want a question that they need answered. They don't really need or have the time to connect on a deeper level. And so I offer a one-question session, and that one question, you can use coupon code QUESTION at checkout, and that'll give you $5 off the $25 rate on that one, so it'd be $20. For the one question session. So as always, it is such a gift to be with each of you in this moment. We are on quite a ride, and I have to say it's going to kick up a notch, but remember, the more you hold your authentic self in the space that you're living in, the more we'll move through this together and create the momentum that we all desire. So I will see you on the next episode of Connected Living. I'm on newsforthesoul.com every second and fourth Thursdays of the month. So you will get to reconnect on the 28th, and I look forward to connecting with each of you then. So until then, reach out. Let me know how you go. If you want to let us know about how you did on the light language, always love to hear your shares and comments as well. So much love to each of you, and I'll see you on the next Connected Living. Bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.